Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 25th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5, Guarding Against Idols, John's Final Call to Faithfulness. Previously, we heard that believers gain knowledge and understanding through Jesus Christ's arrival, enabling them to comprehend the truth and establish a mystical connection with the body of Christ. John emphasizes believers' intimate connection with the true God, Jesus Christ, who embodies eternal life and serves as the ultimate source of truth and salvation. This underscores the significance of Jesus in revealing God's truth and granting believers access to eternal life, highlighting the profound spiritual union between believers and Christ, which is crucial for navigating a world influenced by evil. So let's continue with the last verse of John's first letter. From 1 John chapter 5, verse 21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. In this concluding verse of the epistle, John addresses his readers as little children, a term of endearment commonly used by him to refer to believers. He urges them to guard themselves against idols, which can take various forms such as material possessions, worldly desires, or false gods. John's admonition serves as a reminder for believers to remain steadfast in their faith and devotion to God alone, avoiding anything that could distract or lead them away from their relationship with God. By warning against idolatry, John emphasizes the importance of prioritizing God above all else and maintaining a pure and unwavering commitment to Him. Now, this may sound a lot like a very simple statement, but it is very challenging, as we still have a sinful human nature, and we still live in a world under the influence of the evil one, as we have recently heard. This verse should remind us of the first commandment, "You shall have no other gods." Martin Luther wrote in his small catechism the following explanation to this commandment. What does this mean? We are to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. There is no way we can do this on our own. We need help. So Christ Jesus sends us the Holy Spirit to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. Without the Holy Spirit, we would run away from God. God also gives us a Christian community, a church, where we are encouraged by this letter and the rest of God's word. And God uses people who gather around God's word and sacraments in this church also as a means to encourage us to remain faithful and focused upon our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So there's no better way to end this letter than to remind believers to remain faithful and at the same time to tell them, go to church. God's peace and many blessings be with you. And thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.